Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots to the actions you take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 206-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes direct to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, Skulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today, as we do every day, Ron Siegel Radio, National Almond Butter Crunch Day. National Almond Butter Crunch Day. I've beaten anorexia. I'm looking at it. It looks pretty good. I don't know why they call it butter crunch. There's a different name for it, but it's just looks good to me. Where are you getting your butter crunch? I got some C's gift certificates in my bag. Maybe I'll have to go over there and check that out today. You tell me, what are you doing? Where are you at? I'm interested. At Ron Siegel on Twitter. Ron Siegel Radio is where you can find us on Facebook. Taking a look at the markets today. Wow. Talk about a roller coaster. And I'm going to share with you, as I do on a regular basis, because it is what it is. It is what I do, just sharing this information. Market, the Dow Jones at 17,638.
It is what it is.
17,638. As I speak to you right now, if you're watching us live on the radio broadcast, oil up $1.26 a barrel. And then we start and move over and look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It is down just a fraction. What does all of that mean? How do I simplify that? I share with you on a regular basis. Here's mantra. Ron Siegel discusses local and national, current events, politics, personal and business finance with a few mortgage tips along the way, a Southern California mortgage expert, and a bona fide political junkie. Now, here's the key line. Ron delivers, well, I try to deliver, intelligent, entertaining radio that makes the hard news of the week easy to understand. Hard news of the week, easy to understand. So you boil it down into that little bit right there. So when you talk about that, how do you understand what's going on? When I look at the Dow Jones over the last 5 days, you have to say that you like amusement parks if you want to be in the Dow Jones, because it has been one heck of a roller coaster. Although maybe when you look at the chart for the last 5 days, it doesn't look as much like a roller coaster as it does the Grand Canyon. Holy cow. The stock market going down from almost, from 18,000 all the way down to 17,087. Now we're back at 17,6. Now, a couple of things that's going to tell us that you need to understand here. One of them is never, ever sell stocks to drop like that. Poor time to panic. Don't panic. If you like the stock on Wednesday and Thursday of last week after the Brexit vote when everything crashed, nothing changed about the company, so be careful there. Now, if something changed significantly about the company, then that might be a different issue. But if nothing changed about the company, don't do anything. The other side of it, now that we've come back a bit, 17.6, what I'm going to share with you now is, if you are one of our seniors, and we talk seniors a lot, we talk about the reverse mortgage. I had somebody say that they got turned off by our broadcast last week as soon as we started talking about a reverse mortgage. And I ask this very, very simple question: what do you dislike about the reverse mortgage? And all of a sudden, we got radio silence. There was nobody on the other end to answer that part of the question. What do you dislike about the product? Because more often than not, when I hear people that dislike the reverse mortgage, it very simply has to do with the fact that they don't understand the product. If they understood the product, then they wouldn't be saying that they hate it and not being able to answer why. Now, there are a few reasons I would say that are not good for the product. You've got a very short horizon, it might be something that you want to stay away from. But for most people, there's a benefit to it. I digress. So I was chatting with you about with the bonds, though, and what all of this means. So here it is. The Brexit, the British exit, I don't think is going to be a major issue. Those people that wanted to deal with the British before, they still want to deal with the British. The Germans, even though they're in the EU, they basically support the EU. Do you think they're going to say, we don't want to sell our cars to the people of Great Britain just because they're not in the European Union? Well, they sell their cars to the United States, so I'm sure that they would be willing to sell them to Great Britain. Not going to change anything significantly there. Here's what's going on is the bond market is actually getting a better handle on the world economy. The world economy is, in fact, now I'm going to share with you some of the details that came from the Chapman College, Chapman University forecast yesterday. The world market is not in great shape. Even when you look at when you dig into the numbers, that's where you have to really understand it, is you have to dig into the numbers to understand where the pluses and minuses are. They actually looked at what yesterday at Chapman, where income and where jobs are in California. And if you look at the number as a whole, you say, well, California is doing really great. Or you say, maybe not. Silicon Valley is doing great. The rest of the state is lagging significantly. We'll talk about more of that later on in the broadcast today. But we're looking at 10-year Treasury at 1.462. And I speak to you right now, the German is minus 1.124. With it being in that ratio, that means the U.S. 10-year Treasury is still too high. Still too high. It has, I believe, another 25 to 35 basis points to go down. What does that mean to you? And here's where the big lag has come up, is we are not seeing a follow-through as quickly as we should in mortgage-backed securities. The mortgage-backed securities are still lagging what's happening on those 10-year treasuries. Now, we have seen a big increase in the price of the mortgage-backed securities. What does that mean to you? Or see how we keep narrowing this down and bringing it down more granular? It means if you have not looked into refinancing your home in the last 3 to 6 months, you need to. Chapman is forecasting Orange County real estate appreciation at 4.6% over the next 12 months, 4.6%. I'm going to share with you that CoreLogic is saying it should be higher than that. It's greater than 4.6%. But with all of that being said, we still need to look at the fact that it's about you. It's about your mortgage. If you're locked in somewhere, did they lock at the exact right date about 3 weeks ago so that you're getting the best pricing possible? Have you talked to your loan officer and said, hey, you know something? I've seen what's going on in the bonds. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is way down. That has also taken the mortgage-backed securities down as well. The yield, the pricing has gone up, yield gone down. Have you looked at that? What does that mean to you? How do I deal with that? How do I make money with that? Those are the issues that are most important to you. Those are the things that you need to be looking at. Now, if you haven't even started dealing with a 10-year treasury, if you haven't even started dealing with a mortgage, well, why not? Are you paying mortgage insurance? If you bought your home with an FHA loan, great, you got in the game. Always love that idea that people got in the game. That is very, very important. But staying with that FHA mortgage longer than you need to me, that doesn't make any sense, because if you bought a house in the last 6 to 12 months with an FHA loan, you're paying almost 1%, a little bit less, but you're paying almost 1% in mortgage insurance. If you've got 20% equity in your property now, they're not going to cancel that FHA mortgage insurance. They don't do that. You need to refinance your home. Look at what today's interest rates are. And I'm going to share with you that I never, ever care about what the interest rates are. What's important is the payment. Because you might have a 3%, and I don't know your numbers, I'm just using hypotheticals. Maybe you have a 3% interest rate on an FHA loan, you're paying an extra 85 basis points for the mortgage insurance. Effectively, that comes out to 3.85, and maybe you can get a 3.5 or better on a fixed rate. Or if you've got a different time horizon, maybe you want to use the 7-1 adjustable or a 5-year fixed to adjustable. There's all these different programs out there. If you're you're not checking, whose fault is that? Who's hurting your family? And then we'll come back and see that people said, well, the mortgage guys didn't help us. Well, it's because you went to a transactional mortgage person. You want to deal with somebody who's working with you for life. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert Mott will be joining us, and we will chat about grape skins. Not grape leaves, but we're going to talk about the grape skins. How about making some wine? We'll chat about it. Brexit, what's the fix-it for the U.S.? How public records end up on a credit report? And we've got some safety upgrades and tech tools for seniors living alone. All that and more. Reaches the time off air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Real Time Real Estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will be reaching out to you, get you the true value, the true amount of equity in your property. Again, or actually the ATP is your board of directors too. They're going to give you all that stuff. They're going to help you with who to talk to for a loan. They're going to help you with who to deal with on the mortgage. They're going to help you with estate planning, trust planning, CPAs, financial planners. All these folks are all part of the process, all there to help you out. So the question becomes Brexit and what is in it for the fix it for the United States. And I'm going to suggest to you that based on the conversation we had over at Chapman yesterday, there's not a whole lot to the Brexit. There's a lot of benefits of what's happening with the British issues or what's going on in Great Britain. And most of them are going to be beneficial for the United States. So the information that came out, basically the EU has not been one of the greatest ventures in the whole world. EU is unraveling, not necessarily bad. The revival of protectionist trade policies, they're not going to have that. Where, like I said earlier, we're not going to be dealing with the issue of people not wanting to come to the United States, them not wanting to do trade with Great Britain or vice versa. The U.S. dollar getting a little bit stronger. The Fed is probably, based on Brexit, not going to increase interest rates. All of those are benefits for what's going on in the U.S. Mortgage rates will stay lower. And in a recent article, the Washington Post explained, Brexit has spawned a recent bout of volatility in global financial markets that has anxious investors scurrying for safety in U.S. And few assets are safer than U.S. treasuries. High demand for government debt pulls down interest rates. That all translates into ultra-low mortgage rates for American households, and with voting to Brexit, they could go even lower. Bottom line, rates are already at historic lows. The UK's exit from EU almost certainly guarantees they will remain low and possibly go lower over the next few months. If you were thinking of buying or refinancing a house, give us a call. Text ATP7564. We will put you in touch with a real estate professional in your area so they can help you in getting a new home. And again, if you're an investor, they're available. That hedge fund that was chatting with us, they're still looking to lend money. And with that, let us start Wednesday. It is time to chat with our friend and international wine guru, Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing great. It's a little bit warm, but doing really well. So I was sharing on Facebook and the social media channels earlier this morning. You know, I guess we're probably getting into the harvest season, I guess, a little bit. And one of the questions I always wonder, what do they do with skins of the grape after they crush them? I mean, what was that? I Love Lucy, we watched them crushing the grapes.
Yeah, it was. And of course, most of the time they don't use their feet anymore, even though that we do see that practice once in a while. But it's a great question.
That would be a fun trip, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, there's some places that do that during harvest time. Some of the wineries in Napa and Sonoma will do that with their wine club members. They'll allow them to stomp their own grapes, so to speak. And, some people might worry about the sanitary issues and that, but by and large, after the wine's process and the alcohol and everything else they do with it, it's pretty safe. But it's one of those things that
it's organic, Robert. It's organic.
Yeah, I see it when they stomp the grapes and they put a like white T-shirt with the winery logo down there, and they have you stand on it, put your footprints in the shirt in grape juice essentially. So some interesting things they can do with that. But back to your question. Yeah, the leftover grape skins, the seeds, the stems from a winemaker called pomace. And you may have heard the term used in relation to leftover bits of olives from olive oil production or apple remnants from apple juice. So pomace is there are all kinds of different solids that kind of are byproducts of the fermentation process, so the winemaking process essentially. It's different from the lees or sediment, which you sometimes see in bottles of wine. But it's also a useful tool. In fact, in Italy, there's a wine called Ripasso that actually what they do is they separate the pomace, they finish the fermentation of the primary wine, and then they take a portion of that pomace and put it back in the wine and re-ferment it. And you may kind of ask, well, it's already been fermented. Why would you do that?
The reason is it actually hasn't completed fermentation on that. There's actually sugar still in the pomace. There's all kinds of things that the yeast can eat. And what that ends up doing is, you know, many times some Italian wines become relatively light. But you take a Reposso and you actually, after the first fermentation, you add the pomace back in, you re-ferment it, and it adds a texture and a depth of a flavor that you couldn't get with just a simple primary fermentation. And so it just increases that intensity. Actually, Reposso comes from the same region of Italy. You may have heard of a wine called Amarone. Amarone, they actually do something very similar, but they just don't worry about the pomace. They just take a portion of the harvest and they put in these bamboo mats out in the sun. They allow it kind of dry almost to raisin, almost like to raisins. And then they add that back into the fermentation later as well. So it's a similar process to Amarone, but they're using the pomace. Now, that's a great thing that, you know, obviously it's an interesting thing they do in Italy, but you might ask, of course, what will they do with it in just more, I guess, typical or normal situations. So when it comes to the leftovers, a large winery has a whole bunch of it, perhaps. There's some commercial things they can do with recycle the solids that can be processed into all kinds of things. Cream of tartar, it can be distilled into grappa, it can be ground into tannin extract, it can be used as food coloring, turned into animal feed. Obviously, the grape seeds can be separated and pressed into grape seed oil. There's grape-based baking flour I've seen, cosmetics, spa treatments, scrubs, all kinds of things that you've seen done with it. Smaller operations, you know, the kind of more mom-and-pop or boutique operations, typically what they do is just take the pomace and add it to their compost pile and use it as mulch. So you can kind of see it as that kind of way to keep the you know, the vineyard is very sustainable and reuse everything that you can out of the operation. But, you know, pomace is one of those things that it doesn't get a lot of attention, but there's a lot of things done with it.
Interesting. So being that we're talking about the harvest and getting rid of the seeds and everything, what's the outlook looking for 2016 in Napa? Looking for a good season?
Well, I think so far it's so good. I think that's what we would characterize it as. Yeah, obviously we're somewhat early in the process, and we're almost to, well, I guess not early. We're in midsummer. We probably have another, at least month and a half or so, probably till the first harvest at this point. But we had an early bud break. I had a lot of warm weather and some spring rains, which really kind of kickstarted the whole growing season in Napa Valley and Northern California. The good thing is that when you had the spring rains, it didn't really damage the little flower cup clusters, the buds that came out. So they actually emerged in great shape. And so far, the grape growers are very pleased what they're seeing. I think it's taken off, like I say, the quote is that the 2016 vintage has taken off at a fast and furious pace, one of the local viticulturists indicated. But I think the thing is that, you know, everything is looking really good, assuming we don't have an early winter or an early rain in the fall. I think given the warm weather we're having now, I think you're going to see a pretty substantial harvest and probably a very good one. I think we're probably close to fruit set right now, where we start to get the little berries forming. I think so far it looks really good.
Pretty interesting that we've got a dichotomy there, apparently. And what you're saying is the grape growers, they're not going to really want any rain. The rest of the state, we're probably looking for a little bit of rain. So it's a little bit of a dichotomy. But I guess the heat and everything is what, from what you've told me in the past, is it kind of stresses the vine. So that's probably a good thing.
It is. I mean, you always say spoil the vines, spoil the wine. And so, you know, what you really want to have is, you know, in relatively poor soil, very dry conditions, and you're trying to make the vine try to reproduce. In other words, it's always, you know, kind of survival of the fittest kind of thing. If you make a lot of fruit and when you're under stress, you know, birds are likely to come along, eat the fruit, and then the seeds get carried elsewhere. Maybe the conditions are better. Not better for wine, but better for the vine. So, you know, it is a dichotomy, and it's one of the things we always look to is that when the grapevines are stressed, when they're not given too much water, when the soil's rocky and thin, that's when you get the best best grapes for wine. And so we're actually, it's actually kind of a good thing to have the drought conditions during the harvest or during the growing period.
So it's a little bit of a double benefit here. So the winemakers, you know, it's great for the vines to have a little bit of stress for great wine. And I'm going to suggest, just for the fun of it, that, you know, when anyone is feeling a little bit of stress, we also will enjoy a great bottle or two or three of wine. Just a thought there. I mean, it's I think if we're having a celebration or stress, it's a good time for wine. I would venture to guess you'll agree with me there.
Absolutely.
So tell me one quick question, because we're about out of time. Is we're coming up on the July 4th holiday. What is the wine of choice for Robert Mott as we come into July 4th?
You know, I always answer champagne first on that kind of situation, but you know, I think when we're talking barbecue and the like, you know, I think a nice thin or lightweight Central Coast Syrah for the reds and for the whites, a lightweight unoaked or minimal oak Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc. I think those are the kinds of things that jump out at me right away with the kind of your typical 4th of July holiday fare. I think those are the kinds that. But again, don't discount my personal bias for champagne either.
Well, yeah, but champagne, you told me, comes from, if to be really champagne, it has to come from Champagne in France, right?
Exactly, exactly. And really all sparkling wine.
But that wouldn't be very patriotic,
but champagne.
Robert.
Well, you know, the French did, help us out with the Statue of Liberty and all. So it's a little homage to them.
There we go. Okay. Perfect information. Thanks for sharing, as you do every week, Robert Mott, right there chatting with us about wine and throwing him that. He was good on that quick curveball right there on champagne and ready for us. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how public records end up on a credit report, who knows? And some safety upgrades and tech tools for seniors who are living alone. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can reach us or see it, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. We put all the broadcasts right there. About 300,000 to 500,000 people every month are watching those broadcasts. Are you? Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. How public records end up on a credit report is the subject of our Your Credit Matters segment today. Three kinds of public records that can appear on credit reports: bankruptcy, Chapter 13 and Chapter 7, state and federal tax liens, and civil judgments. However, unlike creditors or data furnishers like credit cards, mortgage companies, etc., courts do not, in most cases, actually furnish the information directly to the credit bureaus. The bureaus have to go out and retrieve that information manually. Credit bureaus have independent contractors that periodically go out to different courthouses around the country, gather information for credit reports. Some counties have online databases that the bureaus can retrieve information from, but not all of them. Those databases often do contain all the information needed to accurately report public records. So the contractor goes to the courthouse, scans the public records into their computer. These records are then sold to data clearinghouses that in turn provides this information to the credit bureaus. Let's look first judgments. The majority of civil judgments do not have Social Security numbers tied to them, so that information is gathered based on name and address. If a consumer lives at an address that was previously occupied by someone who had a judgment on their credit report, chances are the judgment could end up on the new resident's credit report as well. Again, I tell you, all the credit reports are wrong. Similarly, if a person has the same name as someone with a judgment and live in the same state but do not necessarily even the same address, this too could result in erroneous reporting. Since the gathering of public record information is mostly a manual process, lots and lots of room for error. Tax liens and bankruptcies have a less room for error, as they do have Social Security numbers attached to them. However, if socials are similar, there is still the possibility that an erroneous lien or bankruptcy could show up on a consumer's credit report. And again, if that credit, the collecting agency is not thorough, doesn't understand the process, they could end up with inaccurate information. Why is reporting public records such a manual process? Well, becoming an actual data furnisher to the bureaus can be a difficult process. Contracts signed, software incorporated, and the bureaus all have minimums of what a data furnisher must in order to be able to report every month. Most courts do not have the financial resources to become a data furnisher. They don't want to use the money that way. Nor will the smaller courts have the minimum requirements or financial resources needed to report. Bringing in independent contractors to gather this information manually becomes only avenue to have the data obtained. This method seems antiquated. A lot of our government issues are. In some ways, but since courts are not data furnishers, the credit bureaus have very few options when it comes to retrieving public record information. Because public records can have such a significant negative impact on credit scores, and because there is room for error in the way public records are retrieved, is just another reason why it is important to regularly check your credit report for errors. Again, I share with you, all credit reports have errors. I've yet to see a credit report in all the years I've looked at, and I've been looking at credit reports many, I don't even want to say decades, but it probably has. I've been looking at them forever, and I have yet to see a credit report that did not have errors on it. It's just the way it is. That is your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So I'm giving you the sharing some information from yesterday's economic forecast at Chapman. And it was very, very interesting. I should have chatted with Robert because I know he spends a lot of time up in Northern California. But one of my big takeaways from the forecast yesterday had a lot to do with what's going on in California. And more importantly, is California really a barometer for the country, or are we seeing some very, very interesting changes in the state? And here's the reason I'm posing this or sharing this with you, is we were looking yesterday and saying, okay, if you look at just the numbers for California, the numbers themselves look pretty darn good for California. But then when you dig into the numbers, you start seeing that there is one pocket of the state that's really carrying the entire state. And it's not a big surprise to many people that we're seeing the huge, huge amount of money and income coming out of Silicon Valley.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So the real income, when you look at it, the median income, Silicon Valley area, $187,000 for the information technology people. Yet in Orange County, it's closer, I think it's about $100,000 less. Think about that. So a huge, huge difference as to what we are seeing in Orange County as far as our income here, as there is in Northern California. We're looking at the jobs that are created in Orange County. And our jobs in Orange County, we're growing in jobs. We're losing all of the high-income jobs. Those are leaving the state. It is the low-income workers that are staying, or the lower-income producers are the ones that are in Southern California. Think about that. So change the number of jobs. Silicon Valley added 56,000 jobs from 2007 to 2014. 56,000 jobs added. The rest of California lost 38,000 jobs. So Silicon Valley doing well, the rest of the state not doing well. Average annual wages, 187,000 is the information jobs in Silicon Valley. All jobs in California, about $58,000. Again, huge, huge disparity between the two. Why do you think that we're Prop 30 taxes are going to stay here for a very, very long time? The other area, manufacturing jobs. We're losing a lot of manufacturing jobs. Los Angeles, down 19.5% in manufacturing jobs in the city of Los Angeles. Think about that concept right there. So, again, just some numbers coming out of the Chapman forecast. I'll share more of those in the days and weeks to come, but it's great information. I go over there again, Chapman. I served, I think it was the third forecast. They're at like 34, 35 right now is what they've done, 40-something. I don't know exactly how many they've done, but I think I was on the third forecast staff, and it's fascinating. It's grown. The notoriety has grown. Their reputation has been just fantastic. Makes a lot of people proud of Orange County and what we're doing here. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, safety upgrades and tech tools for our seniors. We'll chat about it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Shame on you. But you can catch the replay on ronsiegelradio.com archives, or you can go to Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being to you by the VIP Hero Program, VIPHeroProgram.com. If you are one of our heroes, that would be military, active, retired, reserve, first responders, police officers, firefighters, nurses, also teachers. The team has a program geared just for you with discounts from all of our area trusted professionals, or many of them, maybe not all of them, but our area trusted professionals offering discounts for the VIP heroes, $5,000 to $10,000 when you are buying or selling a home. Think about that. Just a thought for you. Today, we want to chat a little bit about some safety tips and tech tools for seniors. We are all getting a little bit older. I would not be considered a senior yet, but well, my kids say I am. Smart tools make independence easier and safer than ever. That is the issue. Aging in place is the hottest housing trend for modern seniors. Obviously, we've talked to Lisa Lewis many times about senior care for our seniors that want to age in place. We've also talked to Tom Borsick about some of the methods that he has for finding communities for our seniors. But think about maybe it's downsizing, buying a new house. Jake Kaplan, we talk to him all the time about people coming in and getting a new house, using reverse mortgage to buy a house and never, ever have a mortgage payment. Reverse mortgage, buy a house, never, ever have a payment. So what are some smart safety upgrades you may want to consider installing? First off, smart lights. Those are lights that, so stop fumbling for light switches and stubbing your toes in the dark. Install smart lights that turn themselves on when you need them. You can program to turn on when you enter the room or set them to a specific schedule. I like that idea. From your smartphone, you can adjust them from anywhere, whether you're home or not. Smart lights mean you never have to walk through your home in the dark. Automatic stove shut off. I like that one. Medical alert system. I was just having a conversation over the weekend with somebody that their mom, they're looking at getting some of the medical alert bracelet or a medallion. So that, you know, we've all seen the commercials where a senior falls over and they have trouble getting up. They need that type of thing. Monitored smoke alarms. Like that one. There's so many scams out there that are just targeting seniors. I don't know how these companies get the names of the seniors. There's people that are a lot smarter than me. I guess if you go to the county records office and we were talking about earlier and see who's lived in a property for over 50 years or 40 years, you can pretty much guess that they're a senior. Smart home security systems. Love that new monitor that they have on the doorbell, where you can actually, it's a video and it goes right to your smartphone, tells you exactly who's at the door when somebody rings the bell, or they have a camera above there. If they block the camera, not a chance. I'd want my mom answering that door. Medication dispenser. When you have a lot of pills to take, it can be difficult to keep track of them, and it's dangerous to lose count. A medication dispenser with automatic daily reminders makes it easy to remember your medication schedule. When we used to do that for my dad, my mom would have an alarm set on her phone so that every time it was time for him to take one of his pills, her alarm went off. It was pretty simple, low tech, but just a method of remembering. House cleaning robots. It's called kids, grandkids, whatever. Simple upgrades for safety. Why wait to upgrade your home with these tech tools? With today's technology, you can live independently for years. Enjoy the retirement. Again, if you need some help with any of these things, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. There's some interesting articles I've seen about homes or planning, especially the new builders are coming out with articles for home or building plans for future seniors. And what they are basically is their homes that are set up or they're built in such a way that they can be converted to senior living without a whole lot of expense. What do I mean by that? Well, they'll stack closets, one upstairs, one downstairs, but they're right over each other. And you may need all that closet space today as you've got kids in the house, but later on, when the kids are gone, when they've moved on, started their own home, you can convert that into an elevator or a lift to go from the bottom floor to the upper floor. And it just goes right square into the closet that's already in existing. You lose a downstairs closet and an upstairs closet, and you've got it made. So what are some thoughts about buying a home that'll age with you? Well, here are some of those thoughts. When you're in your 40s and 50s, it may seem too early to worry about what life will be like post-retirement. Some people are looking at, am I going to ever even retire? But if you're shopping for a place to settle down, the home you choose today will impact your options years down the road. Here are some factors to consider before buying your next home if you plan to spend the rest of your life there. And think legitimately, because I hear so many people that talk to me and they say, well, this is going to be my forever home. And it's so rare that that actually happens. I hear the same thing when people ask us information about mortgages. And I get calls every day about mortgages and people say, well, what is the 30-year rate? I'm going to keep this loan forever. And I sit back and you don't laugh at somebody, but internally, when you know the fact is that in this country, we keep our loans on average about 5.2 years. You wonder and you say, okay, everybody else keeps their loan 5.2 years, but this person, they're going to be the outlier. They're going to be the one that keeps their loan for 30 years. Why do we question that? Well, it becomes a very simple thought process of why we question that. And I'm going to suggest to you that those people that are taking out loans right now, there's going to be a different reason that they refinance or restructure their loans than other people. Historically, we've done it. When interest rates go down, people refinance. Well, right now, interest rates are so darn low. I'm looking at loans in the 3 and 4% range. Even some of the private money loans, the no-doc loans, the stated income loans, unbelievably low interest rates. So why would somebody think about refinancing then if they're already in one of those very, very low interest rates? Well, the answer becomes quite simple. Life happens. And we use our homes. They are a method of savings. They are an additional method of income. Now, I don't want to talk to anybody. I never would recommend somebody using their home as an ATM, going and taking a home loan to buy a car or a boat or a vacation. But here's what I do recommend. I do say, if you've already made some of these choices, that maybe they're not the most fiscally desirable choices, and you say, well, I wouldn't do that again if I had it to do all over again. You already have the typical $17,000, $18,000, $20,000 in credit card debt, and you've got car loans, and you've got student loans. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that in some instances, those things, if you're paying 24% on credit card debt and you can refinance your home, take some of the equity out of your home and pay that off, don't you think it makes sense? Now, here's the way you do that strategically, is you pay that off, but don't change the payment amount. You get a lower interest rate. Maybe your interest rate is a little bit higher. Either way, it's all about the total, the blended interest rate. We've talked about blended interest rates before. I'll probably chat a little bit about blended interest rates tomorrow. But think about this. If you're paying 24% or 30% on a credit card and you've got a $5,000 bill and you've got three of those, and then you've got a car that you're paying 7, 8, 9% for, you blend all of that together and you keep making the exact same payment into a new home loan. Same dollars, those into a new home loan. So you're actually paying down the principal much quicker. That's where you use the tools. That's why we keep our loans 5.2 years, is because we are looking to take care of life. Now, what about the idea of college tuition? What about the idea? And again, I'm not a big fan. Don't go and get student loans. But you may need some assistance with tuition, weddings, things like that. Those are all things that you've been saving for. That's been your plan right along. If that has been your business plan and that's you're using the home equity as your savings vehicle, because even so, think about this. Even if you're paying 3.5% interest, if you were, I don't know what you're paying, but if you're paying 3.5% interest after taxes, that's coming to being about 2.5% to 3%. Still better than getting zero, keeping money in a savings account, or 1.5% in a 10-year treasury. It's all strategic planning. That's what we like to talk about. That's why I ask you to set the first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.